episode 123. Double cast.
Episode 123. Double cow.
This week we're live in the carriage house at BK.com compound.
That's a little fast I did here.
This week. We are live. In the carriage house. At the AK.com compound.
At the AK.com compound.
So close.
.com.
We've got me. Silky Smooth.
And Joel Train.
And we ask if squirrels are the same as geckos.
They're not!
Silky Smooth develops the double cow. And we talk to George Takei.
George Takei? Who's that?
Some dude. I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
I'm a lot more comfortable with people not listening.
Total downloads are in gray. Unique downloads are in blue. So theoretically, it's barely anybody. The numbers that are here are the total numbers for that show. 118 people have downloaded show 41.
That's
over the course of fucking a year and some change, though. Which is still weird, but
still, it's 100 people of.
Thanks, guys. We did it. I think we conquered the podcasting world.
100 people, really? I mean, that's pretty significant market.
I don't see anybody else. I haven't heard that number out of anybody else that I listen to. I haven't heard a number like that.
Those kind of stats?
No, I haven't seen those kind of stats with anybody.
The show.
I mean, all the top, like, guys getting mentioned in New York Times. They don't have numbers like that.
That's true.
The most recent show, which was Morning Toot, has been downloaded 12 times. But three or four of those might be me trying to mess with a streaming player. And one of those is me.
One of those is you.
One of those is not me for this last one.
Good for you, buddy.
hopefully we're on and working.
Seven people.
That's all right.
It's fucking light.
Makes me feel like I can say anything. I think I have. What the fuck? You've heard the shit I've said. Do you think I'm not restraining myself?
Nobody cares.
I do think not restraining yourself is important. I imagine that no one listens, but I think I would be fine even if people, you know what I mean? Because the people that we know listen, like, at least two of us in this room fucking see sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And so, like, I've had, like, oh my god, that Austin told me that she listens or that he listens. That's right, we're talking about you guys. What?
I'd be fine with 1.8 million people who I don't know listening. No problem there.
I feel like the context is fine, though. I feel like everybody knows, like,
anybody that listens, like, that dude's a weirdo and is gonna say.
And nobody on this show is being serious at any point, ever. Well, except for right now.
Yeah, except right now.
This moment. When I thought of my mother listening, She had once told me that she had never listened to or seen Family Guy, and she saw it once, and she saw, like, just a couple minutes of it, and she was, like, so horribly offended that she told me about it.
That's our core, that's our demographic.
Right.
Old ladies that are easily upset.
I just thought that was funny, though, like, because I just really don't think of people actually being offended, and she was offended, like,
is she
fucking
Catholic?
Offended over
something? She turned it off, though, right?
Yeah.
That's all I gotta do.
There you go, done.
Exactly.
Problem solved.
I don't know. So I thought that was kind of funny. I guess I'm just kind of surprised by the idea of people being offended at anything.
Yeah.
My granny loves it. She says sometimes we don't go far enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
She says she'd definitely like to hear more talk about things that are around the toilet area, anything sexual that we got. But she says she... This is kind of funny. Grammy said that we're all such pussies that we probably don't have any decent... You know, we've probably already used all our sex stories.
Yeah.
She's got the heart of a champ. I love my Grammy.
Mine's apparently not quite as hard.
Take your medicine, Grammy.
Nice. It's like a public service announcement,
sometimes,
man.
Yeah.
That goes to all you grandmas out there. Take your medicine.
And also, Philip,
check your pillbox.
Philip, your boss is watching you right now. So, just look busy. And he's moved on.
Fucking, it's nice. Welcome to Snort Coffee. Better than snorting pepper?
It's gotta be.
You guys got any?
Pepper?
Not on me.
No.
Probably before some. Down at the IGA.
No.
No, I gotta go more national. Down at the Kroger.
Do you got any? It's
national.
Better than snorting something else.
I think we can, if we haven't said it already, it's certainly better than snorting meth.
I said that one.
Okay. I think we should say it again.
Squirrels are about to get down out there.
I'm not sure you can say it too many times.
That's probably true.
They're squirrel spies.
They could be. Listen to the show, see what it is.
Yep.
Fuckers.
Those are UID squirrels if I've ever seen them.
You can find us at snortcoffee.com, at snortcoffee on Twitter. We're giving away the ideas so squirrels don't need to steal them.
Yep.
They aren't willing to wait 4 months.
Looking at you, Monsanto.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
Those are genetically engineered squirrels from Monsanto.
Just climbing like a motherfucker. Are squirrels the same as geckos?
Mm-hmm.
They're like the same shape.
Same family tree.
And they can both climb fucking anything. Is that right? Same thing.
Are geckos... I don't know.
Geckos.
We talked about what? Rabbits ain't the same as...
Just big winter geckos. And a lot of that is the fur. Like, if you ever pick one up, you'd be surprised.
A gecko? It's furry?
No. Oh, squirrels. Okay. If you pick a squirrel up, it's as thin as a gecko. It's just got... It's all right. Road. It's just so much hair.
Right. Whenever you wash one, you can really tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it gets down.
Yeah, all the fur gets matted down.
They fight it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow love the sink, though. Like, they really love the sink.
They like a dry sink.
Yeah.
It's my experience.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Filled with nuts.
Yeah, that water skiing squirrel, he wasn't standing up on those planks because it was fun.
Right.
Just didn't want to get wet.
It was dry. Because he looked so ridiculous when he's wet.
So skinny and so like...
Skinny.
Oh, is that why they don't like water?
I thought you were way bigger, squirrel. I'm like, ugh.
I know.
Look just like a gecko.
Guess I'm just full of pomp and circumstance.
Are geckos' tails twitchy?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, that's how they call their mate, too, I think.
Really?
Or, like, say, hey, something going on over here.
I don't really know geckos that well. Not like I know squirrels.
You know squirrels pretty well, so.
Yeah.
I think if you studied, if you looked into geckos, you'd think, oh, wait, if I just would have changed the word squirrel to the word gecko, it turns out I did know a lot about geckos.
That's going to make my thesis twice as useful.
That's a double thesis. That's
now,
a rare thing.
Now applicable for geckos as well.
No, I'm just going to re-release it as geckos.
Oh, okay.
The hidden life of geckos.
Just have Word go in and change every squirrel, every instance of squirrel or squirrels to gecko.
I can do that.
Gecko.
I don't even have to fucking scroll back through and find every.
Yeah.
Oh, because you know I was going to fuck that up.
Yeah,
you know, I was going to leave one
squirrels
or two.
Yeah. Like, oh, boy.
And people would be confused as hell.
Wait.
In the lizard world.
Last paper about squirrels?
I smell a scam.
You start getting angry calls from the journals that you submitted it to.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a gecko climate? We're not really a gecko climate here. Do they have squirrels there?
Where?
In gecko climates?
I don't think so.
So they really are the same.
Yeah.
What's up with the fur, then?
fur bearing? Winter geckos, yeah. Okay. Any place where winter, where you actually get a cold enough
just grows,
season
like,
to call it winter.
Is there half geckos?
Those are chipmunks.
Half squirrels?
They're in, chipmunks are in between, like, squirrels
really?
One extreme, full winter coat. Gecko is the other extreme, no coat at all because it's in perfectly tropical, but chipmunks sort of fill in that middle area. Where, like, furrier chipmunks are found closer to north, where more naked chipmunks are found, like, in the northern
parts
of Florida.
Fur goes with brown? Like, as soon as they start growing fur, they turn brown?
I think just to match the, because the fur comes in brown.
Okay.
And so they just turn brown to match it. Because it would look weird to see green skin under there.
Do geckos change colors?
Yeah.
Do squirrels change colors?
What the fuck? I know red squirrels.
And are they squirrels? Always red? And are they always... oh, boy.
Maybe that's...
Just fell into something.
There's no such thing as a gray squirrel and a red squirrel. It's just a squirrel.
Yep. Right.
You just fucking saw them on the pavement.
And we just haven't come across the yellow one yet.
And you don't see them often. They never are in front of people for those transitional. They're so quick.
Yeah, man.
Boom, boom.
They don't poop.
Right.
And you can't see them change color.
But they do. Just
right.
catch one
okay.
and put it in a red box, and you will see a red squirrel or gecko. Or chipmunk.
They got the same feet, like the padding shit?
Oh, no. Blew a hole in the theory. Geckos have suction cups.
Squirrels might have too, though.
I think they just have sharp-ass claws.
With tiny, tiny suction cups?
Well, could be. I haven't gotten that close.
You're fucking writing a paper on it, dude.
Yeah,
you might want to check it out.
Doesn't mean I'm going to touch
that,
them.
Definitely.
Oh, wait. I washed them earlier. I declaw them before I wash them.
Do they stick to you still?
They don't, but I'll go back and check my big pile of squirrel nails.
Huh. You got a microscope?
No, but I have several magnifying glasses
right,
that I just, like, stack them up.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Beware ants.
Oh,
it's like this beam. Like,
does everybody have ant issues right now?
Nope.
Really? There's so many people with ant issues, myself included.
And we've got piñas.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Got what?
Piñas.
Fuck you. Now I can't think of what it really is.
It's the flowers that we have that attract ants.
That's not what they're called, though.
Yes, it is, dude. My wife just took a class.
Well,
I'm sorry. They're called piñas.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
They aren't. The big, beautiful fucking flower bushes. They're always covered with ants.
Piñas.
Nope. Piñas.
They aren't piñas.
They are piñas.
Wow, son of a bitch. There's one right over there. See that white bush there, dude?
Nope.
Or the, green bush with white flowers?
Nope.
Well... It is a piña.
That's a piña.
What are you talking about?
It's a bush.
It's flower. So what you're saying is so close.
It's what Bill Murray hits in Caddyshack. Piñas.
You think?
Pretty sure.
I have to go back and see the movie, but
not my yard.
No,
no, not
talking about
yard.
The ones over there.
Yeah,
and ants love them.
Yeah, they're into them.
They actually. Oh fuck. I've actually have heard that they pollinate them, but they don't. They just
Fuckers.
Like them, I think.
Ants don't have pollinating parts, do they?
I think the only thing you really need to pollinate is legs.
A little bit of fur, something
that's
to grab
true,
onto.
Yeah. Just anything pollen will stick to.
Yeah, that's true.
Legs or wings, even though bees have wings.
You smell one flower and sneeze on the next flower, bam.
Or a nose.
Pollinator.
Knocked you up.
Snort coffee. Yeah, piñas.
Better than snorting pollen?
I don't think it's as good as snorting pollen. Could you imagine?
Oh, it sounds pleasant.
It sounds really nice.
Unless you have allergies, then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's got allergies.
For some people, better than snorting pollen.
For those fortunate people without allergies. Piñas, they're awesome.
They are awesome,
though, huh?
Whatever they're called.
Dude, they're piñas. I'm sorry. You can't even come up with
an alternative
name.
I can't. That's the thing that's really killing me.
In China, they aren't called piñas. They're called peonies.
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 Peonies. That's what I know them
That's
as.
What they call them in China.
I'm not from China, and that's what I call them. A peony.
Peonies.
Peony. The plant's a peony. If there were more than one, it would be peonies.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Single peony.
Peony. What did you call it?
Peonies.
No, you didn't.
I think I was thinking of a baseball player, Carlos Pena. I can see how you get them confused.
That's it.
I know peonies.
Peonies.
I've got some growing on my baseball.
That's what Bill Murray hit.
Yeah. Nice. You're starting from seed?
No.
Okay. Clippings or?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool.
I've never had my peonies. I don't want them.
Peonies are really? Kick-ass.
I'm coming over with the shovel.
All right, but like the flowers look shitty after the day they bloom. That's and they're true. Fucking like get all heavy and like
that's
like,
true
know, late
too.
In the season. I mean, you just mow
fucking
them over.
Over hybridization, man.
Yeah,
they get the blooms are so big they drag the plant over.
Yeah,
that's like horse racing, man. They breed them to have such thin bones to be light that they fucking break their shit now.
Classic.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You got fucking shoot them right out
that's
on the track.
That's not a fun fact for the day.
Yeah.
welcome to the show still.
Oh, yeah.
We got Silky Smooth, Joel Train, and me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Do the horses really have thinner bones?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Absolutely. Bred to have
we're
tons
best,
of muscle.
Dude. We're the best
and
fucking
thin
creatures
bones.
On the planet. We're so good that we're like
I
changing other
some,
creatures.
I sense some sarcasm. I sense a little sarcasm.
We're the best, dude.
I couldn't agree more.
Do you
more.
See horses changing our bone structure
I
through genetic modification?
Ride
I don't fucking think so.
I am so pro GE.
Find me a horse.
Or GM, foods, animals, anything we can fucking engineer to be better. Great. And
I'm
I sense some sarcasm that you're
not,
anti.
Well, just to move in a more honest direction from
yes.
that from that initial sentiment, I'm not sure I'm down for genetically modified food, but I want to see some fucking crazy, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't get labradoodles by just dicking around. We fucking got shit done and made cool stuff. And I want to see human clones. I want to see everything. But I'm not super hip on, like, eating corn that's been designed with, like, fucking suicide seeds and suicide seeds is the name of my new punk band. By
that's
the way.
Great, great name of
the suicide seeds
sponsored by Monsanto.
Monsanto's are great. They're fucking awesome. Suicide seeds. That was our set.
I don't think we can feed this growing population without the help of Monsanto and others.
Doing but, God's work is what I say. I'm with you.
Nice.
God fucking fell asleep on the John, and left it to Monsanto to pick up the fucking ball. Thanks a lot.
Then you just grow more stuff, huh?
I'm looking to,
I think you're so great. Just create the universe and then stop. Fuck you.
I'm out. Yeah, we're getting hungry down here. I'm going to create the double cow. I think that's going to make some fucking money,
double
man.
Double cows
yeah.
sound so
like,
delicious.
One mouth, two bodies. Twice the eating for us and half the eating for them. More cows and less space, like stacked right up on top of each other, like an
ooh,
upside down.
I like going high with it,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I was thinking if you
no,
went like side
no,
to
no.
side.
I'm looking to save
right.
ground area.
Right, huh. right, right. That's
we're going vertical with this.
Oh. And you could have like loft style feeding for that top.
No, I'm thinking
only one face.
I'm trying.
Oh,
I'm trying
sorry.
For one face. Yeah,
so far,
see how it
right.
goes.
Are you
going to
have that
yet.
Top cow harnessed up, or they got crazy beefy legs that can hold a cow on top of them?
I think what's going to
like
happen.
A bulldog.
Yeah, some strong-ass legs, but I think towards the end of its you know life as it's ripened
yeah.
for the market.
So that's six weeks
gonna,
in.
Yeah, there's going to be some bracing needed.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's no biggie.
You just run out there with a few 2x4s.
See, now I don't want to eat double cow, but I totally want to go to a museum and like, holy fuck, that's a double cow, dude! Look how tall that fucking double cow is. They're way taller than I thought they were going to be. I didn't realize they were...
They're big.
I want to experience that, but I don't want to
eat
experience it.
It
inside me.
Do they have legs and udders?
Everything.
Wow.
I'm going to try...
Can you milk it upside down, too? Oh, man.
Well, no, these are... I'm just thinking for meat,
okay.
primarily.
Oh, so could you eliminate the udders?
Well,
I mean, if meat's the concern.
Yeah, yeah, I could, but I just raise male.
What if you move the udders onto the side of the cow?
Raise steer instead of cows.
Because udders underneath kind of feels, while we're just dicking around, if we can move the udders up to the side, just so
that'd
like,
be a
little
more convenient. Yeah,
the stool.
That would be cool. Convenient.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I like it.
And you could hook them up probably to the machine easier.
They just walk up and...
Yeah.
Huh.
There's a cow with a hole in it, and
it's so gross, dude. South Dakota. My God, it's the grossest thing I've ever seen in my
life. You've heard of it, too?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
It's disgusting. I almost want to look it up right now. I haven't.
It's terrible.
Can you bring it up?
Yes.
Awesome. Because I've never seen it. I've only heard about the cow with a hole in it.
Hold on. I'll look it up. So I haven't seen it.
It's terrible.
I've
seen it, like, on video, on TV, on Dirty Jobs, and it's terrible. It's really gross.
On Dirty Jobs. Nice.
Yeah. Like, really gross. You reach in there and, like, do stuff, and, like, it's really gross. It looks like a submarine porthole.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's what I kind of heard. I didn't hear it billed as such, but yeah. What they told me.
Like, cow with a hole in the side is the first
nice
excellent
thing in Google Images.
Excellent. Google is amazing like that, eventually. That's the biggest problem.
Oh, wait,
I see
this
with
is
Google.
Like, it looks like there's a bunch of cows with holes in their side,
yeah,
number one.
Is.
And is this supposed to be gross or, like, overly clean looking? Because a lot of these seem to have a plastic plug in them.
I don't know. The one I saw was big.
Was gross?
Hole. Yeah, it was gross. But you're looking at the insides. Like, it looks like a submarine portal. Like,
oh, there's a ring
fucking,
around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a ring around it. Okay. Yeah, a big metal ring around it or something.
Yeah.
And then there's a hole, and you see the inside of this fucking cow, and it's gross.
Yeah, I don't see the inside of any cows, but there's you can see the metal ring, or the plastic ring.
Oh, nice.
That looks sweet, dude. Like, they just, like, came in with, like, some sort of press and was like...
Yeah.
And just it, on the outgoing, like a rivet, you know what I mean?
Abortion gun? Like that?
I don't know. It feels... Like, what's it called when, an end of lady time is and you have surgery? What's that called?
A hysterectomy?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
There you go, dude. You can look in the cow right there.
Oh, nice. Oh, what's up? Is that to, like, mix his stomach stuff?
I'm thinking.
God damn it. Check your show notes. Fuckers.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's, like, green shit in
there. Yeah.
That's the grass, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, that's what I saw. It was gross looking.
37 stomachs.
That ring is really well installed. They've got that down to a goddamn science. Oh, that's great.
Just there one
is.
Motion.
That's it, yeah. I'm so cartoony. Do that again. There it is. Maybe a little more pop and like the snap of the ribs as that comes through. Or you think it goes in between the ribs? I don't know what.
No, I think you're taking a rib out for that. That's a pretty big hole.
It's like, yeah. Softball size, right? Seem maybe a little bigger.
At least.
So gross. What are we doing cutting holes inside of cows?
You gotta see what's going on, man.
Fucking double cow. Fuck you. You can't even have double cow. It's so bad.
Double
it's disgusting
cow like
and gross.
16 holes. Like what the check fuck? It at several different points.
Oh, monitor. Fuck. You can use them for like a badass fermentation for beer or something.
Oh, a
like
cow
different
for,
stages
wow.
And like pouring hops in one hole.
Cow beer.
That process and
come drink a cow beer.
Oh, that's gonna be useful.
That sort of looked like beer. The inside
it
of that
did.
Sort
it looked
of looked
a little
like
barley
like a bunch
and
of hops or barley or whichever one of those is green.
Gross.
I think they're maybe both green at some point, but whatever.
I say what's wrong with nature just doing shit.
We're fixing it.
Not going to work long enough, man.
Then that cow needed a hole in its side, dude.
Well, hey, I tried to fucking solve that last week, and you didn't like my plans for solving the population issues last week.
No, because it was crazy.
I'm with Matt. Obviously, our lines have been drawn.
Nature sucks.
It's not that nature sucks. It's that it's okay, and we're fixing it. Don't worry. We got this.
With double cow.
By the way,
let's hope, man. Double cow's not real yet.
It's not a reality. It's
working.
Which way does the head face?
Both same way. Heads both on the same end. Just for utilitarian.
Which is one head, right? You said one face on the cow.
I'm going for one head. Flipped upside down. Everything just like back to back.
I imagine
share the same spawn.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would imagine at this point you've. Every time you go single head on a double cow, that half of the cow dies, right?
Yes, yes. And it actually makes the rest of the meat rancid
right.
on the lower cow.
That's the problem you're saying?
Cow, as
like that's why we're not at
single head,
single head yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when double cow single head drops,
it's going to be big.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Yep.
Eat up.
Monsanto paid me for that one, assholes.
I thought you were working for them in conjunction on that. Like,
no,
I thought that's who.
No,
was
they are
your,
not paying.
You're
them
not being
double
funded
cow.
By them at all.
Not at all. Not
they're
on
not even
not
fucking
on double
trying.
Cow.
Then.
I know. They didn't get it at first. They'd like in on it now, and it's a big thing.
It's a good spot to be in. But,
yeah. For now.
They're about to figure it out, though.
We'll see who's first, you know. I'm way ahead of them.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Huh. As far as I mean, from
well,
my intel.
Stop talking about this.
Yeah, where the squirrels, exactly.
4 months, man. By the time this airs.
The squirrels have the information
double cow
now, though. Like,
yeah,
shit.
We haven't tweeted that one. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to tell the geckos.
We're moving on to double pig, then.
Double squirrel?
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Squirrels are working on that one.
Oh, do you guys have any questions for... I brought my friend George Takei here. If you have any questions for George.
I've heard of that dude before.
He'll answer any questions that you have.
I noticed him sitting there, but I was...
like confused.
Yeah, I didn't want to introduce him.
He looks like that right. dude from that
He said it's just like... just the 3 minutes, and George is... he's got places to go and people to see.
We've only got him for 3 more minutes? Mm-hmm. Damn it. Why the hell haven't we been asking him questions this whole time?
Yeah.
I know.
We'll see, you know.
Huh.
Okay.
I don't think he has more than 3 minutes, though.
Keep that in mind. Nice to see you, George.
Star Trek is gay as I think.
Oh, my.
I'll take that as a yes. And were you happy about that?
Oh, my.
This isn't so much a question. Well, it has a question attached. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I handled the largest piece of wood that I've ever had before.
Oh?
Have you ever handled any large wood?
Oh, my.
Take that as a yes.
I got nothing, George.
Oh, no.
Is... bless you.
Oh, my.
The best movie ever shit stopped yet? Like, best, period, movie, period, ever,
period. No.
Has not ended yet?
No.
Let's start. No more of that
stupid
shit.
Put that one to an end?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Worst podcast ever.
That one might be acceptable.
Okay. Is that what it's from?
It's from, I don't know.
Is it straight from Simpsons?
It might be. I don't know. I didn't really think about it.
Comic
That's
book
what
guy.
I always imagine comic book guy when I hear worst whatever ever or whatever the fuck he says.
It doesn't make sense to me. That's the, kind of the problem I have with it.
Like, none of those make sense as a sentence. So I don't get it.
I think it's for... like, the way you would write it if someone were to read it, like, aloud for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you would want more pause than a comma. And if you're reading for someone to speak, then you don't have to follow as close. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Doesn't have to be as grammatical.
I say we just stop.
I'm down.
You guys do that shit? You ever done that before?
No, I try not to do that shit because it falls into my always and never rule, which is try not to describe things as always or never because that's...
excellent.
That's it's just bad. That's not accurate. Almost ever.
It is improper. Whatever.
Right.
You know. Yes, it's always
it's
a
not
lie.
Not accurate. Right.
Always a lie. I've caught myself
not
doing that.
Not always.
Well,
because we're trying not to use always or never. But...
right.
It is quite often a lie.
quite often.
And never the truth. Wait a minute. I don't think I can say that.
Rarely.
Rarely the truth. So yeah, like, a bunch of movies have been made. A bunch of shitty podcasts are out there. So don't tell me this is definitively the worst podcast ever.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Is there a Transformer or something?
Might be.
Now, that's worst movie ever, right?
Worst movie ever.
I've never seen them, but I could only assume.
I saw a preview when I was in another movie for the new Transformers.
But you were in front of me.
And one of the scenes looked pretty cool, but I don't think I'd want to sit through a full 90 minutes of that. They should just make it like 27 minutes of like just a crazy fucking fight scene, and then Mila Kunis or somebody with their tits pressed together for 7 minutes and 20 minutes of fight scene, and then we can fucking, I'll walk out and I'll give you $5 for that and make it super dope. But I don't need like, don't pretend there's a story.
Yeah.
Just
should do that with all movies, right?
Most of them. Cut it down. Yeah. Hmm. And I feel like now there's more fucking 2 hour and 10 minute movies that don't have any fucking business being that long made. Now that may be because I'm now
Batman movie and fucking dreamy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamy movie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And even like a Lord of the fucking Rings, like every one of those had to be 2.5 hours? All three of those fucking movies? Are you kidding me?
See, I'll defend that just because
I'm fine with $1.59. I'm saying,
okay.
I'm not saying it needed to be 27 minutes in that case. In that case, I'm saying, especially the last one did not have to be that fucking long.
That's true. There were some scenes that could have been cut.
I think they could just show me them walking around on the mountains, though.
Are you listening, Kevin Smith? We're telling you how to make Lord of the Rings, you dumb fat fuck. I know you're responsible for that piece of shit.
And King Kong?
Yep. Same guy.
But yeah.
Same dickhead ruining things for people.
Oh, he's doing something crazy.
Did you just throw Kevin Smith under the bus?
Yeah.
He made those movies.
Yeah.
Those are Kevin Smith films. All
right.
You've seen him,
what's
right?
What's his new one coming out?
He's doing The Hobbit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking shit.
4 months from now, it still won't be fucking out, and they've been working on it for 10 goddamn years, so fuck you, you dumb, fat Kevin Smith motherfucker. Peter Jackson, you were awesome in Clerks.
Kevin James.
Kevin James played the gorilla in King Kong.
Oh.
Not many people know that.
I didn't. Myself included.
The big one?
Yeah.
Really?
They built the CG on it and used his face.
Made him a little bit smaller so you're like.
Right. Well, I mean, they just like mapped him in studio and then based. Obviously, it was all CG, but it was based on Kevin James.
Excellent.
As the gorilla.
Yeah, a big enough dude that would look like a King Kong size dude stand top of the Empire State Building. That's
right. Happened. Exactly. Look closely into his eyes.
I will. I have. Kevin James is not King Kong's.
No.
Yeah.
Do not look him in the eye, because that is a challenge for alpha male fucking seniority, and you will have.
Staring down Kevin James, are we talking about here?
Exactly. He is. Like, two
in the
max.
King Kong, get up, fine.
No
that's
problem.
How you figure out that it's Kevin James.
Exactly.
I'm with you. Okay. Your eyes are right on that Segway, so it's hard to look at him.
And, fuck. Cease and Assist? What's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Is that it? Cease and Assist?
Best movie ever.
See, again, a better movie could come out.
But hasn't yet. Doesn't include the future.
I think it does.
What?
Yes.
It only can include up until now.
I think you need to be clear in your speech. Best movie up until now.
All periods in between?
Up until now. You actually break until two separate words to get an extra period in there.
Periods don't go between words, they go between syllables.
Best movie evist? Does that include the future?
Sure, yeah. Evist?
I think evist includes the past, but not the present. Well, that works. And not the future. No, Avast only includes the past.
Well, that's silly.
I think. Because it's, like, biblical.
Who would use that one?
So only from, like, 3,000 years ago until now. But not the real past that's, like, super back there. Just that 3,000 years. But not right now.
Most of the movies back then weren't great and really shouldn't be compared to today's films.
Well, you can make adjustments for tech. I understand that they didn't have... I'm not holding that
fucking
against
Ben-Hur, right? Dude.
They were incredible.
Exactly.
They didn't need tech.
No, they didn't.
Shit tons of...
What's wrong with Hollywood
skinny bone
today.
Horses.
Look to your roots, people. 3,000 years ago, they had it.
Ben-Hur. What else? Like the Ten Commandments or some shit?
Sure.
I was always impressed with the beginning, the way they handled God in It's a Wonderful Life.
I've like still never seen that movie.
The Pulsing Star.
Oh. I vaguely recall
that. Innovative for like a movie that was filmed in black and fucking white. You know what I mean? Like that anything would be in there, and it looks fine. It looks good.
2,100 years ago.
Right. Yeah. It's a long time.
Clarence looking, talking to God?
It's just stars. And it is Clarence's voice and God's voice, and he's got another angel who doesn't have any faith in Clarence. He thinks Clarence is going to fuck it up. God likes him because he's got the faith of a child. So Clarence gets a shot. Pulls it off. Spoiler alert, 4 months in the future, this is how It's a Wonderful Life ends.
I still haven't seen it, so you just fucked it up for me.
Yeah. Don't even bother now.
Yep. No.
Well, Monsanto and I are in the works to remake it.
Really?
So, yeah.
Nice.
Well, not remake, but... Part two. We recycle a lot of the same jokes. I won't lie.
Is Kevin Smith involved in this piece of shit?
No. We couldn't get him.
He was busy on...
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Yeah, the Hobbit.
Yeah. It takes up all his time now.
Yep.
For 10 years now.
We did get Kevin James, though.
Excellent.
Yep.
To play King Kong?
To play God.
In, right.
As King Kong, yeah. though. Oh. God would take no other form than King Kong. Right, yeah. I couldn't imagine. At least, if you're going to take Kevin Smith as God.
Does that mean we're the geckos of the, like, shit?
Uh-huh.
Gorilla climates, they just have hair.
It's just winter people.
Fuck.
Be nicer to gorillas.
They're just people.
Gorillas are people, too.
Gorilla climate, where they grow hair.
Right.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And they're pretty pissed.
And huge.
Quit locking us up.
You think they'd be smarter? Maybe they don't mind.
It's a day off.
The gorillas seem to mind.
They don't have to work at Gorilla Fox.
They like being put in a cage.
Huh. You just shoot them with some stuff. And they go in that cage just fine.
Gorillas are kind of free in a way that people aren't, in that they throw their shit. And that
gorillas
seems...
do?
Some people aren't.
You're right. Shouldn't go with always and never. That's a bad... It can't be all people don't throw their shit. That's a fair point.
Some people are free enough.
Some people are free enough to throw their fecal matter. Point taken. Thank you.
What? I presume that...
I'll take another little bit if you don't mind.
Monsanto is adding a heaping dose of propaganda to your upcoming movie.
Yeah, they are.
It's a Wonderful Life.
With Monsanto. Subline.
That's weird.
Tagline.
Kevin James is the gorilla god. Is the gorilla formerly known as God. He's not doing it anymore. He's not making any new creations, and Monsanto has to step in.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I get it. That's deep.
That's the premise.
That's deep. Okay.
It's going to be a thinker. I think it's you were telling me before we
given
were
it all,
recording tonight, it's going to be a solid 249, right? That's what you're looking at time-wise.
We're hoping to cut it back to that.
Okay, nice, yeah. Because I don't think you can... It's a strong story, but I don't feel like you
should go... I don't think it can hold better than 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to get it under 3. Yeah. Minus the credits.
Minus the credits?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Yeah,
I don't.
That part anyway.
Yeah. Except for we've got all the stuff after. All the outtakes.
Outtakes and shit?
Yeah.
How long? Like 20 minutes?
The movie's not done shooting yet.
20 minutes of Kevin James in a gorilla suit throwing his fecal matter. Just that's all the outtakes are. Just fucking just extras and key grips getting hit in the fucking mouth.
Jimmy Stewart getting pissed.
I'm not going to work with this asshole. It's throwing his shit all over the stage. Come on, Jimmy. Don't be like that, Jimmy. We need you for this thing. You were in the first one. If you're not in this one, nobody's going to come to see it. It's like doing an Indiana Jones without Kurt Russell. It's just not going to fucking happen for us.
Unless you can get Kevin James.
You better get that fucking ape under control. I'm out of here.
You may cut that and like trim up a little bit. So good. Oh my.
George is still here.
Oh, wow.
He's a sneaky fuck, dude. Like, I barely see him over there. Is he tiny?
I thought I saw him pull away. I thought he got in his car and left.
I thought he, like...
And now he's gone again.
I thought he wore moccasins and, like, snuck in.
He is quiet. Huh. He is a quiet little Asian man.
Is he tiny? Because I barely saw him.
He is small of stature.
Like, tiny.
He's smaller than Tom Cruise, certainly.
Oh.
Is that what you're asking?
Was he really far away? Because he looked really tiny.
He's so quick that, like, you perceive him as, like, fuck, there's somebody around here. And by the time you spot
he's
him
really
visually,
close,
he's wicked far away. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, so he's super small when he's wicked far away.
Yeah. Wow. And quiet.
We're podcasting directly into your neighbor's home.
I believe so.
Window wide open.
Really?
Yeah. Not even a screen down, man. The storm's
We'd love
up.
To have an nice. Interview.
Yeah.
We're nice folks.
Come on down.
Right? Or no?
I don't know. Sure.
Wouldn't really have any.
Our podcast is obscene.
If we didn't have any piercing questions for George Takei, we probably don't have anything interesting to ask anybody else, I guess.
Hey. That's true. What's up?
What's up? You guys watch things on the television? Me too. Music's fun.
Physics question of the week?
Ooh, I like these.
Hell yeah.
This one might be easy, so beware. Does thunder knock rain out of the clouds?
Upsets the movement of the raindrops, I'd say so.
Yeah. Yeah, most of fact, I would say.
It shakes my house. It's got to alter the path of a raindrop.
Does it make it rain harder, though?
Maybe.
Yes. The drops directly below that are going to come down.
Is that when those, like, sheets of rain come in? And, like, it's a regular rain, and then it's like, and sort of passes after 8 seconds
or whatever. I think it's just thunder, and then it rains harder right then. Maybe it's rain falling off of trees.
Rain does fall off of trees.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear it thunder come rolling into you.
Right.
And then it
shakes all the trees.
Feels like
water on the leaves.
Heavier rain just for a second, like right then.
And trees do rain heavier than clouds. That's a fact.
I like it. I think it works.
Something seems wrong about it, though.
It's not going to be a lot, but...
No, but yeah, not... That's why nobody's discovered it until now. Because it's not a whole lot, but
you're
it's
welcome.
Enough
it's,
that it...
Some
people with the tools that Austin has at his disposal can sense that kind of shit. I presume you have data for this, right?
It sounds like it rains harder.
That's
when, right when it thunders.
Yeah, you just need a few recordings to.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
The empirical evidence. If you
have you guys not experienced that?
Well, no.
Mm-mm.
Really?
I never noticed it.
Hmm.
All right. I'll be checking it out.
Yeah,
next
check
time.
It out.
None of the.
It hasn't rained in like 3 days here. What's up with that?
It's dry.
What?
Yeah, it's like super droughts. Do what?
Rained last night at my
house.
Really? Yeah. Nice storm came through.
Yeah,
very lightning.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very lightning.
A lot of rain being shaken from the trees.
Yeah.
We haven't had much rain lately.
I'll be interested to see, man. What we end up with for the season, because we had so much, and now 4 months from now, and we're in the middle of this fucking drought.
Everything's dead.
Right.
Hey,
so I'm saving rain. I've got buckets everywhere.
Do you have, like, lids on them?
Mm-mm.
It might evaporate, dude.
Not yet. Once it stops raining, I'm putting the lids right on.
Hmm.
Can you just use, like, a screen? I don't think screen doesn't.
Oh, I think it might.
It's going to evaporate.
Cover it with plastic.
That'd definitely work.
Poke a hole in it.
But I think that the moisture on its way evaporating up will get caught on the screen and condensate and drop back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Think how much of a screen, fuck, is holes and how much of it is like little wires. What do you think?
Some?
I would say 33% is wire. 66% is holes.
What about the remaining percent?
That is the wood frame.
Oh. Or the plastic. Tiny-ass wood frame.
Well, if you're just measuring the screen, like, just need enough to constitute a screen. But if you don't have any frame on it, then it's just a rolled-up piece of screen. It's not. It doesn't have the tension to have the surface area that we're talking about. You know what I mean?
Sure. That seems a pretty fair guess. I mean, calculation.
Take that, bitch. We take our physics seriously around here. Oh my.
Fucking.
It's dark now.
It's quick. That was a funny question. I don't know how much screen is in a screen.
What would you say?
I don't fucking know. I can't do math. Numbers, like...
you can't just pick, like, a close percentage? Because I feel like my 33% might still be high.
I think it's a little high. I'm just going to go 20, 25.
I'd say even less than that. Like an 8 of it?
20?
Screen?
15%?
So it'd be like, yeah, like 16, 15%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't there infinite number of screens?
Well, and there's different styles of screen. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going with your standard nylon variety.
Window
like
screen?
For a storm door? Window screen.
Yeah, window.
Window screen.
Your storm's window.
I don't think that's going to stop condensation.
But like a silk screen would.
You think?
Like an 80 count or 120 count if you wanted the super dense. Yeah.
Stretch some pantyhose over that.
Huh. Uh-huh. Then your water tastes like pantyhose. So good.
And where the hell are you going to get that many pantyhose?
They make them at the store. Like, you can get them at the store.
I wouldn't have to get used ones.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going. I don't have that kind of budget, man.
Have you seen the menthol pantyhose that, like, have, like, sprayed fucking menthol on them?
Nope.
They're out there.
Tastes like mint,
I presume. Gross.
That is gross. 4 months from now, it's going to be fucked up, dude.
Crazy. A lot changes. It's surprising.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of the show that I hope the listeners pick up on is like,
do you remember 4 months ago?
Like, what the fuck was going on? Like, it's totally different now.
Yep.
And these guys knew.
It's a brave new world.
Exactly.
We've got double cows and mint hosiery.
Enjoy. Enjoy it. Won't last forever.
Matt, you got pretty freaked out about the rapture. Just missed it, huh?
Yeah, I was pretty freaked out. And, it was a close one.
Did you like, sell your shit and, like, give up the farm?
Most of it.
Ha ha ha, you dumb fuck.
I know.
That's crazy.
Don't worry, man. It's coming back in December. Stupid. It was just a fucking little miscalculation coming back in December.
I thought it was October. What did he say?
Or October. Fuck, really?
That's what I thought.
Well, to be honest, I was ready a week ago, so.
Did you get your shit back? Or, like, did you just give it up?
No, I got most of it back.
Really?
Yeah. It took several beatings and stabbings, but I was able to recover.
Has your family, like, let you move back in? Like,
No, they've been with me the whole time.
I thought that you had to, like, spend a lot of time away, and that was stressful, and you had to sort of spread the word. And
I took the family with me. Okay. We went everywhere together. Pulled the kids out of school.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? You really think you need to learn geometry now? I mean, in the
exactly.
world.
Exactly. There's nothing.
Geometry is not going to help you in heaven.
Quit your job. Go on a road.
Oh, yeah.
That's the nature of heaven. No geometry.
God, I hope so.
Enjoy it.
Do people really give away their shit?
It's the word on the street. Like,
you're such a dummy, dude. Why would you do that? Yeah. You're lucky that you had the physical presence to be able to stab and beat your way back into your shit. But everybody's not that fortunate. And I also,
for everybody.
I heard about some of your comrades who, like, left their fucking families and shit.
Okay, so seriously, how many people? That's been my thing. Like, yeah, I've heard about this. And that's what I'm figuring.
Yeah,
I'm figuring, like, eight.
Yeah.
You know? How many
disciples?
I heard the people
from his fucking church saying that they expected to be at work on Monday. Which I think I said last time we talked about this. Didn't we talk about this?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Maybe. No, we definitely did, because we were surprised that anybody had heard anything from the last recording.
Oh, okay.
Or may hear something from the last recording. Yeah.
I was hoping for a suicide.
That would be great.
Well, I think that with a suicide, you might actually get, like, some sort of fucking prosecution on this guy.
Because
I feel like he's responsible. Like, he's a fucking cult leader, and just because it didn't go to fucking Kool-Aid and shit, he fucking talked a bunch of, like, 14 people into giving away their fucking shit.
But I don't think
he did. And one dude had blown his brains out.
I don't think he asked anybody to give away anything or give him his money.
I know he was cashing checks, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, that's
bling, bling.
Other side of it. And I had heard that
he's tax-free.
A really rich individual. And then wouldn't that be your first clue? Like, he's not giving away his money.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a nice suit, old man.
That's crazy.
So will somebody send us money if we, you know... June 16th, people. Wait, when is this going to air?
Fucking, we're going to be well gone by then.
Yeah. February 12th, 2012, man. Yeah. End of the world.
Yep.
No, fuck. My birthday's at the end of February. March 9th.
Do you
March
really
9th, want to
turn 34 or whatever? 5?
Sure.
Not me. Huh.
Why not?
Well.
Might as well. March 9th. End of the
there
world.
Go.
Sounds good. I'll get my birthday in.
What's the phone number? Can people send money to our phone number?
937.
Yep.
1040. Easy.
554.
There it is.
Nope.
545.
No and no, I think. I didn't hear what Matt said.
545.
Nope.
2 5s, I'm sure of that.
551.
551. 551. It's ordered.
1040.
So easy.
It'll be more convenient to send us money through internet.
I'm not sure how you do that either, yeah.
I don't know.
Throw up an eBay thing.
Send some fucking emails. We'll get it worked out. You can send money to the PayPal, my PayPal account. I'm fine with that.
There you go.
I'm not asking you to send money because the world's ending. I'm just saying
that. He's telling you to send money.
I'm not. No, I'm not, man. I could, but I wouldn't do that.
Since you're not going to go to heaven.
Do what your heart trusts.
I'll need your cheese.
You could still go to heaven.
I'm
going to
be stuck here. And all you guys being raptured are going to be free. Like, I need your money to get around and fucking bargain with Mad Max individuals and fucking...
It's going to be of no use.
Fight Tina Turner in the Thunderdome. Like, it just doesn't happen on its own.
You could still go to heaven on March 9th.
Even after the wild debauchery that happens on my birthday?
It depends on what you do between now and then, you know? You could absolve yourself.
No, I think we're talking about the people sending us money. They're good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they send us money because we're not going to heaven.
They want to.
Right.
Yeah. They don't have to, but it might
send
get
us
you
money.
Into heaven.
You're not
going to
use that money.
It's definitely, I don't think we should be wishy-washy on this. I feel like we should say it's definitely going to get you into heaven.
If you send us money.
Send us money.
Most definitely, yeah.
Sending us money will always get you into heaven, and never
I thought just for the rapture.
Not get you into heaven.
Just for the rapture, though.
Right.
Okay.
No, I'd say anytime you send us money, there's a good chance you go to heaven.
Immediately, as you hit the button on your computer, a fucking train will derail up the road a little bit and crash into your house, and you'll be dead. And the last thing that will have happened is that transaction will have gone into Matt's PayPal account. It will immediately... Sending us money has the immediate result of sending you to heaven.
Next thing you see is St. Peter giving you a wink and a thumbs up.
How's that train
doing?
That
was a good donation.
Come on in, brother.
That last split second really hurt, didn't it?
So glad you didn't send that $20 to Democracy Now, aren't you?
from the end of last podcast recording, I'd come up with the idea that...
Last week.
Our form of government is a democracy, but capitalism.
Correct.
And is that fair?
Correct.
It's correct.
Okay.
It's correct. I'm not sure. Is it fair? Is that your question?
Yeah. Is that a fair assessment of the situation?
Oh, okay. It's a correct assessment. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that isn't much conversation starter.
I guess I thought the question you were asking is capitalism as a form of government fair?
Oh, my.
Well, we would all agree probably quickly that capitalism is not fair.
Actually, it's a pretty good question, I'd say.
Can you make it? I think if you can make it, you get just as much representation as Walmart.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's capitalism, right? The bigger piece you have, the more power you have. And is that a fair form of government?
Is every fucking weekend fireworks weekend here now?
Fireworks weekend is every weekend in this area.
Really?
Come to this area and live in this area.
All right.
Because
we're getting more fireworks, right?
A lot of empty houses and a ton of fireworks. And it's going to be a blast. Come on out. Come on down. We got t-shirts to give away.
Dayton, Ohio loves you.
Oh, wish you wouldn't have said where we live.
Oh, that cat's
long out
of
the bag. They will be looking for us now. Oh, fuck.
Telling you, we're going to end this thing going on the run. Pump up the volume
style.
Come
down with Susie and the Bee.
With no battery in the laptop.
That the B stands for battery. She's gone. She's never coming back.
Not everybody can make it, certainly, for capitalism. There's a lot of dumb fucks out.
Well, even if you take the, say, like, okay, capitalism is our form of government, but we're going to still cover the bottom 1% who just, it ain't going
to
happen.
Oh, sucks to be in the bottom 2%, doesn't
it? Yeah, right.
Deal with it, motherfuckers.
Hey, but it's capitalism, man. Somebody's got to be losing. That's the other side of the form of government. For it to work, man, somebody's got to be losing.
It's an interesting point on capitalism.
Yeah.
Made me think of, like, sweatshops initially. Like, somebody's got to be losing.
Right.
Their
right.
fingers at the sewing machine at 8 years old. Capitalism. Somebody's got to be losing.
Fuck, I'm going to make that shirt, man.
That's a t-shirt. That's a bumper sticker right there. Monsanto.
And it might be a... Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, yeah, capitalism is our form of government. But we've said that about communist governments, right? That's an economic system that we've said that's their form of government.
That capitalism is communism's form of government?
No, that we say China, it's a communist nation. That's really an economic...
Economically, yes. It's capitalist.
Well, yes. Formerly communist but, nation
right.
of China.
But, like, economic is the only way that they've gone... away from communism. Like, outside of that, it's my understanding, I know very little about China as a whole and a fair amount about their reproductive systems, but as a whole, I think that they still have, like, a totalitarian
yes,
state.
That's
and, like,
the thing. We should call them a totalitarian
a
government, not a communist government.
That's what we need?
That's what we should be calling them. It's a right. totalitarian government, not a
right because
communist
communism
government.
Is inherently an economic policy
right.
more than a
right
like governmental organizational thing.
And I'm pretty sure they refer to us though as a capitalist nation, not a democratic nation.
Capitalist dogs, I believe, is the term that you're looking for.
Oh, okay.
That's how we.
Not to
when
be
Hillary
so
Clinton is
pro-China.
Introduced overseas, it is capitalist dog Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Let's hope.
Former capitalist dog president of the United States of America, Jimmy Carter.
Well.
Anybody have any peanuts?
I just invented peanut butter.
Hey, do you guys want to say goodbye?
It's not Grover Cleveland that invented peanut butter. And it's not
those Adams. John Adams?
No, it wasn't.
Quincy, I think.
Quincy sounds
yeah,
right.
The Quincy one. John
Quincy
Adams. No, John Quincy Adams.
You sure there's a John in it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like...
It was Washington.
Huh?
George Washington invented peanut butter.
He would never have invented peanut butter because he had wooden teeth, and it would be a pain in the ass to eat peanut
butter. I didn't say he enjoyed peanut butter. I simply said he invented it. Fucker hated that stuff.
Made a bundle on it after his presidency, but...
God damn it.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Snorkelcoffee.com. There will probably be forums there, but I don't know what they'll be doing.
Twitter.
Twitter at Snorkelcoffee.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You don't have to worry about putting forums in. Forums are fun, though.
Yeah.
Forums are not fun for anyone. Everybody's miserable on the forums.
Well.
Nobody's happy there. Like, still join the forums, but as a general rule of thumb.
That's probably true.
They're kind of an awful place. Like
direct correlation in between how often you post to a forum and how unhappy
how
you are.
Correct. Yes, all the moderators of every forum are this close to suicide at any given moment.
Active ones.
And that's why there's so much turnover in senior moderators.
Sure. That makes sense.
They usually only last for 6 months and then they get raptured because they donate to snortcoffee.com. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Bye.
See ya.
How's that Mountain Dew?
Not as good as the coffee. I'm really enjoying the coffee.
Yeah, you are.
Do a soundtrack.
All little Jason Mraz.
Is that who that is?
Hell yeah, it is.
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself for being able to spot it from fucking 25 yards away.
I love that song, man. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I know. I know I'm alone on this. I don't care.
Great song.
There's great songs out there. That's one, man.
I had a music thing that I thought would be interesting to talk about. Yeah, it's mine.
Beautiful.